everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. Welcome. All right, so today we're talking about something I've heard many, many times in my life, and I'm sure you have too. And basically, the essence of this, I guess, quote you can say is, every day is a chance to get better. Don't waste it, right? And this has come into my awareness several times in the last few weeks. Been having conversations with various different people. And I thought, you know, I've had enough conversations. Let's go ahead and do a podcast about this. So, honestly, every day is a chance to get better. Don't waste it. I agree to a certain extent. And I think we need to flesh that out a little bit. So I believe that every single day is a beautiful opportunity, right? A blank slate, a clean canvas, if you will. You know, you are not required to live today the way that you did yesterday. Every day is an opportunity to say, how do I want to change my life? And what are the tools and resources at my disposal to do that? That is the premise of this podcast, right? And I do believe that we shouldn't waste any day. Right? And we can always get better. But what do those two thoughts or ideas mean? Wasting the day and getting better. That's where I think we need to each kind of do our own work. So let me explain. Some people are on a quest to be the best that they can be, right? To really live out their full human potential. You know, if you ever hear somebody talk about like biohacking, I mean, they are in it, right? Or talking to fitness coaches, man, I can handle that energy for a certain amount of time. And then I'm like, I'm going to back away slowly. Okay. Very passionate, which is awesome. I'm not for those things. I am passionate for other things as far as human potential goes. But some people on their quest to be the best, you know, how much money can I make? How fit can I get? How long can I live? How much success can I have, right? And believe me, I'm definitely on board with that. Listen, I have some versions of those that I'm working on for myself as well. And of course, as a coach, I'm helping many people to do those things. But they might not focus on getting better or waste the day in a different way, right? So are they noticing the goodness, the beauty, the joy, and the life all around them, right? And this is for everybody. You know, you could get so caught up in your goals and getting better and not wasting the day and being disciplined and all of those kinds of things that you actually miss out on life that's presenting itself to you. So in their endless pursuit of, you know, this getting better, and they miss out on that life. Getting better to me means being a person fully aligned with my values, right? Living out, for those of you who understand the New Testament of the Bible, there's a section in the book of Galatians that talks about the fruits of the Spirit. So the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. You know, those are my greatest values. It's also a great list to focus on. And many of you, if you have been involved in the church, you probably are singing the song at this point. Sorry about that. That was not my intention. But anyway, living out my values, doing good work that I absolutely love, that brings me joy, and doing joyful service with other people. Also being a person of character and integrity, like those things are very important to me, right? And guess what? I can do all of those things while making money, while experiencing success, while working on my health, and enjoying the sunrise, enjoying the sunset. I love where I live right now because in our living area, we have large glass, sliding glass doors. It takes up the most of the wall in that room. And we're positioned in such a way that we see the sunrise every morning in all of its glory. And usually around sunset time, we don't see it quite as much, but we have a wooded area that we can look out at. And we get a lot of deer that come in the evening. And so it's just a beautiful time to watch, right? And, you know, in the past, when I was working on this whole, I got to make myself better, I can't waste the day, I was so focused on my work, I wouldn't have noticed those things. And now I look forward to it, right? I love having deep and meaningful conversations with somebody. I think that's what makes me really great in the work that I do. But in the last couple of years, I've been really focusing on how many of those conversations can I have during the week with people that I absolutely love and adore that I'm not paying them and they're not paying me. We're just having a conversation to have a conversation. And that's bringing a certain amount of joy and delight to me. I love, you know, taking 15 minutes out of my day and writing my son a letter. You know, he's 19, he's in the Navy, he's got his own thing that's going on. But almost every single day I am writing him a letter. And I don't have to do that. He's in school right now. It's not like he's deployed. He's not in boot camp anymore. You know, it's not because during those times there, it feels as a Navy mom, imperative, like somehow you're keeping your child alive by sending them letters. Right. He's just in school now. It's kind of like he's at college. Like people would say, why would you do that? I love it. I love talking about things that are important in my life to him. I love, you know, fleshing out some big ideas. I love the idea that, you know, when he's 50 years old, he can look back and say, wow, you know, my mom for years in a row, every single day took some time out and sent me love. You know, not just a text, not just a meme, although we do that too, but really sent me some love. And so the process that I go through every morning for 15 minutes of writing him is extremely important to me. That's not getting better, right? That's not like, you know, going out and exercising or something, right? But it's definitely my version of don't waste the day. You have an opportunity here, right? I also am intrigued with this idea. Somebody presented it to me, I don't know, a couple months ago, maybe it was a meme. And it basically said, I never saw an example of a relaxed woman. And so this girl was writing this article that basically said, you know, I'm on a mission to show my daughters how to relax. And I picked up that idea and I was like, yes, this is it. I also want them to see all of the things that I've already talked about, but I want them to know that it's okay to look at the sunset. It's okay to go sit by the pool. It's okay to just sit and read a book for enjoyment just because. And so, you know, when you're thinking of this idea of getting better as a person, for me, part of getting better is relaxing. Or the idea of don't waste the day. That's right. Guess what? That book is waiting for you, right? That sunset is waiting for you. The pool is waiting for you. Although it's February and where I live, it's very cold, but we're already thinking about the pool. Yesterday we went shopping and we bought our new bathing suits because we're like, ooh, summer is coming. We want to make sure we're ready for the pool, right? And so I guess what I'm saying today is this idea of, you know, getting better and not wasting the day doesn't have to be something that grinds you to the ground. I think it's all up to each one of us to decide what does getting better mean to you, right? So what are the things that you want to work on in your life? And getting better doesn't mean that, you know, there's something wrong with you. One of the things that I do in my coaching, sometimes especially in the education field, when I'm doing assessments, right? So that was a large part of my past before where I would go in and I would assess a school for improvement. And oftentimes the school was actually really great. And so per the assessment, they would get a really high score. But I didn't come in and say, wow, you're almost perfect. That's it. No, I said, what do you want to do? What do you want to get better at? Right. And it was the same question that I would ask somebody that was, you know, maybe on the borderline of like, you know, I got a lot of things here that we can choose for you to get better in. Right. So it's not that there's something that is broken in you that needs to be fixed or healed, but what do you want to get better? What do you want to experience in your life? Right. So I think it's up to us to decide what that getting better is. And then what does wasting the day mean to you? Right. So Maybe wasting the day is like, all right, I'm a person, I'm a pretty relaxed person. I can sit in the TV, watch it and that kind of thing for many hours. So maybe wasting the day is like doing that, and you could go for a walk, right? But maybe wasting the day, maybe you were like me several years ago, where you were just so overworked, overburdened, overachieving, that wasting the day is like, oh, there went another sunrise without my attention. Or there went another conversation with my child without me paying attention. Right? And so you get to decide what is getting better, what is wasting the day. So again, going back to that quote, I really think, every day is a chance to get better. So don't waste it. But you got to decide what that means for you. So what does that mean for you? All right, so thank you for coming today. I really appreciate it. And with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right, bye-bye.